Over the next week, Here and Now is participating in a global media collaboration to strengthen coverage of climate change. Today's Climate Action Now story looks at sustainable farming. President Biden wants to reward farmers for planting crops that remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and use techniques that keep carbon in the soil. Jessica Mazaros from member station WUSF reports on what the business of carbon looks like on one small farm in Florida.
David Kip Ritchie and Angelique Taylor are standing in their one-acre farm off of a busy highway just outside of Tallahassee. Their muddied rubber boots are surrounded by rows of budding mustard greens, collard greens, and kale.
So there's a lot going on in our space. There's an open field of cover crops, a mixture of hairy veg, of ryegrass, also oats.
Ritchie and Taylor established their small-scale farm back in 2017. The couple harvests about 500 pounds of food a year, but they also spend a lot of time and energy evolving their sustainable farming practices.
It's definitely been a roller coaster ride. So it's mainly like researching and then application, and then the application doesn't always go as planned.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates the agriculture sector accounts for 10% of greenhouse gas emissions across the country. Greenhouse gases can be emitted when farmers till the land. The traditional practice of overturning soil when preparing for new crops releases carbon from the soil into the atmosphere. It also destroys the natural ground structure. Ritchie and Taylor use alternatives to tilling. They also plant cover crops in the off-season to keep nutrients in the ground, and they experiment with organic fertilizers to lessen their carbon footprint.
When you practice those things, there's a learning curve, and in that learning curve, that's when you have to sacrifice and you have to say, all right, let me pull back from my profit and let me readjust.
But Ritchie and Taylor are not getting any compensation for this extra effort, and that could soon change. President Biden's administration wants to use $30 billion in farm aid money to pay growers for implementing sustainable practices. And Florida's Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried is totally on board.
It's going to be millions upon millions of dollars.
Fried says farmers have had it hard recently with tariffs, weather, and the coronavirus pandemic. So she thinks this incentive can help.
By giving these types of tools to make additional profits while also saving their land and saving the environment, every farmer across the state of Florida will be eager to see these types of programs coming out and participate in them.
Fried submitted a proposal to the White House that requests a public-private partnership on carbon farming. Some of this is already happening in the Midwest. Private agriculture companies have started paying growers out there for farming sustainably. Bayer is one of them. The pharmaceutical company has a separate crop science arm, which is paying farmers $10 per acre annually for at least one climate-conscious action. Jason Lay has been a grain farmer in central Illinois for 18 years, and he's had 31 fields enrolled in Bayer's program since it launched in August. Lay says adopting new practices is not necessarily more work in the field, but it does require some education.
So a lot of it is just coming to grips with what additional practices you have to become better at.
Lay acknowledges he's not making much off this one program, but for him, it's not about the money. The practices he's adopting are making his soil healthier over time, which is good for business and the environment.
We're going to leave the soil, you know, undisturbed. There's going to be less erosion. It's going to be better water infiltration. We're going to have less chemical runoff, less fertilizer runoff. There's a multitude of things that are more of a long-term part of the solution.
But Lay says farmers, by nature, are very independent, very traditional, and slow to change. David Kip Ritchie and Angelique Taylor say that they're fairly new to farming, so they have no traditions keeping them from learning new methods.
Really, it's the stewardship that drives us to practice these sustainable things.
Yeah, we want to leave something behind for the future generations that come after us.
The couple realize that they have a small operation, but say they're developing practices that can be used on large-scale farms. And funding through public and private programs could be what it takes to get traditional growers on board. For Here and Now, I'm Jessica Mazaros in Quincy, Florida.